In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Put on your miniskirts, put some flowers in your hair, and let us flower children women march for equal rights.
Oh, boy.
My songs today are all about women. We rule. I needed to get back to my bubblegum music after our three-part series of Woodstock. Those songs really killed my brain.
Oh, boy, I know there's going to be a big estrogen cloud floating over the control room today. I can tell already.
Yep, and just buckle up, baby.
Okay.
My first song is a pop song in a modified doo-wop style, originally a U.S. number one hit for the singer Dion. During 1961, after he split with the Belmonts, the song ranked 351 on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Here's Run Around Sue.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran. Single guy in town. Keep away from a runner. Keep away from a runner.
In 1969, women's equality becomes a major political issue. Equal Rights Amendment, ERA, yeah!
You know, you guys got the right to vote, and look what happens. You keep on going and wanting more and more and more.
And we're getting it, baby.
And you're always running around. You're like, just like the song said.
I do run around a lot.
You're evil, I say.
No, I'm not.
Well, coincidentally, that brings me to my first song.
Oh, well, that's why you're calling me evil. I'm not evil.
Evil Woman, sometimes titled, Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me. Evil Woman, Don't Play.
I never play games with you. You don't like games.
It is a song by the Minneapolis-based band Crow, and it appeared on their 1969 album, Crow Music. Catchy title, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It reached number 19 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 Pop Chart. Listen and enjoy. Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me.
just like the crack of a whip. Why can't sleep atop your satin bed? You so wish that you could see me dead.
Not all women are evil now. You agree with me, don't you, my love?
Yes, dear. In 1969, President Nixon said, and I quote, "I will say confidently that looking ahead just 3 years, the war will be over. I am not a crook."
I am not a crook. You took it away from me. I wanted to say
that's it. That's my Nixon impression.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Get the Playtex Cross Your Heart bra. You'll be suddenly shapelier too.
Ouch.
I know. You know that Playtex came out with the Cross Your Heart bra at the right time, since we burned all our bras in the 60s?
I bet you sales were booming.
I'm sure they were. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year...
1968. The 1968 Democratic National Convention was held August 26th through the 29th at the International Amphitheater in Chicago, Illinois. As President Lyndon B. Johnson had announced, he would not seek re-election. The purpose of the convention was to select a new presidential nominee to run as the Democratic Party's candidate for the office. Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley intended to showcase his and the city's achievements to national Democrats and the news media. Instead, the proceedings became notorious for the large number of demonstrators and the use of force by the Chicago police.
Listen to the 1968 news announcement.
Members of the Youth International Party, Yippies they called themselves, converged on Chicago. They said they were there to protest the war, poverty, racism, and other social ills. Some of them were also determined to provoke a confrontation, to draw attention from the convention to the streets. Mayor Richard Daley vowed to keep it peaceful, even if it took force to keep the peace. He was backed by 12,000 police, 5,000 National Guardsmen, 7,500 regular army troops. Hundreds of marchers and dozens of policemen were injured. Restraint was absent on both sides. This was later called a police riot. During that frightful week, the demonstrators repeatedly tried to march on the site of the convention, the stockyards. Repeatedly, they were forced back. But even inside the convention hall, the virus of violence was pervasive. Dan Rather and Walter Cronkite of CBS News.
Mayor Daley said he would keep the peace even if he had to use force.
Huh?
Wow.
I love the original Mayor Daley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep the peace even if I have to shoot everybody.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way it was way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
Hooray, it's my turn. return once again with another song about a woman.
Oh, whoopee doopee doo.
And it was written and performed by Tommy Roe. It reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1966 and was featured on his 1966 album, Sweet Pea. The song ranked number 43 on Billboard Magazine's Top Hot 100 Songs of 1966. Here's Hooray for Hazel.
Hooray for Hazel, she put me down. Hooray for Hazel, she made me her crown. Hooray for Hazel, she's up to her tricks. Hooray for Hazel, she's getting the kicks. Hazel's been in love with many a guy. She tells him that she loves him and then says goodbye. Hooray for Hazel, I'm now on her list. I'm just another fool that couldn't resist. Hooray for Hazel, she put me down. Hooray for Hazel, she made me her crown. Hooray for Hazel, she's up to her tricks. Hooray for Hazel, she's getting her kicks. Hazel never feels any pity or shame. A broken heart is just a part of her evil game. Hooray for Hazel, she did it again. I'll join the ranks of broken hearts that she put me in. Hooray for Hazel, she put me down. Hooray for Hazel, she made me her crown. Hooray for Hazel, she's up to her tricks. Hooray for Hazel, she's getting her kicks. Hazel only does things she wants to do. She's selfish and she's spoiled and she knows that she's cute. Hooray for Hazel, she still gets her way. But there's a time a coming we'll be able to say. Hooray for Hazel, there's tears in her eyes. Hooray for Hazel, she knows how to cry. Hooray for Hazel, she's meek as a dove. Hooray for Hazel, she's begging for love. Hooray for Hazel, there's tears in her eyes.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by No More Trouble. If you are humiliated by your friends chanting "ring around the collar," just drink a quart of No More Trouble every day for a month. No More Trouble is fortified with vitamins, minerals, protein, and iron. And in just 30 days, you'll be strong enough to punch out each and every one of your loudmouth friends.
There you go. How
ring
about that?
Ring around your collar. Ring around the collar.
Boy, that was an annoying commercial when it was out.
It was.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Hazel was a heartbreaker.
She was.
She certainly was.
But hooray for her.
Well, the heartbreaker part takes me to my last song.
Oh, just coinky dinky Lee.
It is a song from the English rock band Led Zeppelin's 1969 album Led Zeppelin II.
Boy, that's original.
Well, it's better than Led Zeppelin I because it's two.
It wouldn't be one. It would be Led Zeppelin.
It opens the second side of the album and features a guitar riff by Jimmy Page. He was great.
Whatever.
It also includes a spontaneous, unaccompanied solo, which was voted the 16th greatest guitar solo of all time by Guitar World magazine. Huh?
Never heard of that magazine.
Let's see Tommy Rowan's Sweet Pea top this one.
It wasn't Sweet Pea. It was Hooray for Hazel.
Listen to Jimmy Page and Led Zeppelin rock out with Heartbreaker.
Won't take long.
That's it.
Okay. Hurry up and grab a Kleenex for me.
Why?
My ears are bleeding.
Oh,
they're hemorrhaging.
Oh, you don't know what's going on.
I can't handle that.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. In 1969, Easy Rider, starring Peter Fonda, is the forerunner of a new wave of Ute-oriented movies.
Ute. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you done?
I'm done.
Is it my turn?
Yes, ma'am.
My last song of the day, Remember Women Rule, was about a nice woman. She wasn't evil or even a heartbreaker. My last song was released by the British pop rock group The Hollies. The song was recorded and released in 1967 and became a hit, peaking at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Carrie Ann.
Then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Not to anybody play. Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Not to anybody play.
You're always something special to me. Quite independent, never caring. You lost your charm as you were aging. Where is your magic disappearing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Not can anybody play. Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Not can anybody play.
Thank you.
everybody play. Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, I say go, go, go. Oh no, you.